Hey, don't freak out too much. I can't be that bad of a surprise, can I? Don't you want to see this pretty face? Look, I'm sorry for freaking you out, but in my defense, you didn't answer the door. I was knocking, but I guess you were too focused on whatever you were doing. And you left the door unlocked, which honestly, not a good idea on your part. I just wanted to drop some stuff off that I found at my place. I know we've been broken up for a bit, but I just didn't want to toss it. And we didn't end on particularly bad terms, so I figured I could drop by. Huh? Hello? You're really distracted. What's up? You know I'm always here for you if you need it. Oh. Boyfriend not texting back? How unfortunate. Me? Oh no, it doesn't bother me at all. I want you to be happy. As for your boyfriend, don't worry about him. I imagine it would be a little difficult for him to text you back with no hands, or arms, or head. Unless he finds a way to send a message from 6 feet down, maybe a Ouija board would help. What? Oh, come on. Don't look at me like that. Like I'm crazy. I've just been keeping an eye on you, making sure you're okay and all that. So, when I saw that you found someone else, I had to make sure he would give you the kind of love and devotion you deserve. And that fucking bastard decided to take you for granted and be a cheating prick. When I learned that, my blood boiled. How could he have someone as amazing as you and do something that would hurt you like that? There was no way in hell I was going to let him get away with that. So, I paid him a little visit. Let his spilled blood be a testament that I will never, ever let anyone hurt you again. I also sent proof to the other person he was seeing, just to make sure his secrets weren't taken to the grave. I have more proof if you want to see it for yourself. It's in the box I brought over in the envelope. It's up to you whether you want to just throw it in the trash or not. I'm sorry. You seem to really like him. And if you want to kick me out, I'll go without a fight. I'll stay out of your life as much as it would break me. But I can't promise that I won't watch over you. Because I made a promise to you that no matter what, I'll take care of you. I intend to keep that promise, whatever it takes. I love you, and if that means I have to kill for you, then consider it done. So, how... I take it that you don't mind? God, I miss you so much. Do you know how hard it was to give you your space? Every day away from you drove me insane. Not being able to talk to you, to hold you, to touch you, to kiss you. I ended up writing letters every time I thought of something I wanted to say to you. I have hundreds and hundreds by now. I had to get a dedicated filing cabinet. But breaking up just made me realize how much I needed you in my life. I don't care what anybody thinks or says. You are the only one that I will ever care about. I've definitely missed this body. Now, you know I would never force you to do anything you didn't want to. So I want to hear you say it. That you want me as much as I want you. That you missed me. That you'll take me back. I want to know that you couldn't forget me. Even if it was just the thought of me in the back of your mind. That's good enough for me. I've missed your taste. I need to claim this body again and again. I'm not letting you go this time. Every inch of your body is as perfect as I remember it. From head... down your chest. Into these thighs. I know how much it excites you to see me on my knees staring up at you. Now, why don't you lean against the wall, put your leg over my shoulder, and really let me taste you. So pretty. No one could ever replace you. You're my one and only. Forever. And now that I have you again, I'll slaughter anybody that tries to take you away. It doesn't even have to be that either. If someone so much as bothers you, I'll step in. Because you are Is that what was missing? Me telling you just how much I obsess over you? I know it's not normal, not healthy, but damn it all to hell. You need to know that my love for you runs deep in my veins. It's become a part of who I am. Such a deep, carnal desire for you. I need to be inside you again, to feel you around my cock. It's been torture on my body. Nothing compares to how it is with you. Just like I remembered, no amount of time could ever make me forget. Your skin under my fingers, my lips on your neck. And the way I can just wrap my wings around you and shield you from the world, from anyone that would come between us. You like that? Oh, fuck. Shit. Your boyfriend didn't really matter to you, did he? You may have cared for him, but it wasn't the same. He wasn't me. Nothing can replace what we had. You and I both know. I always felt that we would find our way back to each other. In my heart, I knew you wouldn't be able to give up on us. You're still my baby bird, just like you always were, and always will be. Fuck. And we have a lot of missed time to make up for. You know how many times I jerked off to the memories of us together. Yeah. Ooh, fuck. My favorite memory is the first time we had sex. God, every moment with you is special. But that night, fuck. Just seeing you under me, those eyes, those moans, fuck. Shit. Yeah, you like that? Fuck, so tight. Yes. Oh, fuck yes. Look at me. Look at me and remind me I can still get those reactions out of you. That I still have a hold over you. One that you couldn't get rid of. Fuck. I think you really get off on how crazy I am over you. Does me killing someone that wronged you make you feel loved? Cherished? Worshipped? Fuck. Good. Because I don't regret a damn thing. He was so easy to murder. He could never keep you safe. Fuck. Baby. And I did a damn good job covering my tracks. No one will be any wiser It's just our little secret. Another thing to bring us together. Shit. You won't leave me, right? Our breakup, it was just a mistake. We were still learning, but now, fuck, baby. Now I just can't let you go. I won't let you go. My God, I'll do anything to keep you. Shit. Fuck. You feel so fucking good. How could I ever need anyone else? You're close, baby bird. I can tell. I memorize exactly how your body reacts when you are. I'm pretty damn close too. I know you can feel my cock twitching inside of you, and how my grip on your body is getting tighter. So close. I'm going to come inside you, okay? I just need to claim you again. And I really don't feel like pulling out. Fuck. I just love being this connected with you. I just want to. I really missed you. What a pretty sight. I love watching it drip down your leg. But your knees are shaking, baby bird. Don't tell me you're done already. The night's just begun.